had suggested coming up here today that it was going to be a big, big test for Donegal, given the fact that you were without so many key players, and that's just how it turned out.
Yeah, it was luck. It was probably a bridge too far for us. You know, when you compare the programme from today to the team that played Cork in the All-Ireland semi-final back in August, we had a panel of 32 that day. We had 9 of them with us today. And look, we, Donegal can't afford to be without that number of players. Cork, I've always said, you know, they're the best panel of players in the country. They've, you know, there's so much talent, so much ability, as we've seen here today. And look, we needed things to go really well for us. We needed to have everybody, and we needed to make, I suppose, on the day, we needed to make the most of the scoring opportunities we had, because we had a number in the first half that that went to begging, no less than the men, and what we've seen here in the first half. So from that, but it was disappointing. And look, once Cork got the goal in the, at the start of the second half, and you know, they started to, you know, they kind of put their chest out at that stage, and then played with a bit of a swagger, and we just weren't able to respond, and it's disappointing on the day. But look, we're still it's been a good league for us so far, and we'll not be too despondent about it.
Yeah, it ended in 3-16 to 4 points. That was a comprehensive victory. Probably a bit harsh on your players, Maxi, because they couldn't be faulted for effort.
No. Look, it probably did flatter Cork. It's not fair to say it flattered Cork. You know, they just have that much quality. Like, they've just so much talent. And you know, today is the first day they have their Mourne Abbey players back. You know, they're All Ireland club champions, and they're a very, very good club team. And you know, Cork were able to put all that into, you know, on the field today. They had a number of players that hadn't played the last couple of matches as they were getting ready for O'Connor Cup and another, and they were all back today. And Cork were under a wee bit of pressure. You know, we had 12 points started the game, they had 6, and you know, they weren't guaranteed a semi-final spot either, so they needed the victory. And you know, Cork came up to us last year towards the end of the league, and they didn't need it, and you know, we won that game convincingly. So look, teams kind of ease off when they're qualified into leagues, and there's a big difference then when they need the points. So look, we were probably unfortunate that Cork you know, needed the points and came at us with all guns blazing. But look, that is what it is, and I say we'll not lose too much.
Yeah, well, and you can bounce back, because you've got Westmeath next, and then Galway away from home. That's your last two games in the league.
Last two games, yeah. Look, we if Tipperary could happen to be beat tonight by Galway, we're already qualified anyway. But we knew the Westmeath game was going to be the one that was going to, you know, finalise our position in the league. You know, it wasn't the games away to Cork or away to Galway were going to determine where we finish. So I think we're still on course for doing that. We put ourselves in a good position by winning our first four games. The three home games were games we targeted, and the Westmeath was another one. You know, we knew it was going to be was coming down the line, and you know, we felt that we won those games, we would have been in a reasonable position, and thankfully that's where we are.
And you were forced to make a number of changes today because players been injured and players been unavailable, Maxi. But the players that you brought in, I'm sure you can take positives from that performance despite the result.
Yeah, very much so. Look, Emer Scally is one of the best forwards in Ireland, and Niamh Carwin at a cornerback to Mark Kerr, you know, and acquitted herself very well. Evelyn McGinley played full back today, her first game there, and again we thought she was excellent. And look, we struggled. There's a big win in the first half. We struggled to get the kick out away, and we won a few of them under you know, fairly trying conditions. Amy McGlynn's been out since November with a knee problem. It's her first game back. So look, we really were stretching down to the bare bones, and it was difficult for us. It was always going to be that way, and you know, we will take positives. But look, we didn't play well enough today. We made too many unforced errors, give the ball away, you know, so cheaply, and then didn't convert the couple of chances we did have that would have kept us in the game in the first half, and it kind of pulled away from us then.